gypsy woman told my mother before I was born. Got a boy child's coming. Wanna be a son of a gun.
Hola, amigues i amics, benvinguts al programa de Blues de la Ràdio. Salutacions a totes i tots els que ens esteu escoltant. Soc en Jordi López i això és Edites al Blues, la dosi setmanal de la música que arriba a l'ànima, el blues.
Found my train. When I get what I want, I don't come sneaking back. Dragging his tail behind.
El Saló de la Fama del Blues, el Blues Hall of Fame, és un prestigiós registre i museu creat en el 1980 per la Blues Foundation per honrar els artistes i professionals que han fet aportacions històriques al gènere preservant la música i la literatura d'aquesta tradició musical. I'm a tail drag. White about my track.
When I get what I want, well, I don't come sneaking back.
Els membres són triats anualment i ingressen en 5 categories principals: intèrprets, cantants i músics destacats, persones, individuals, promotors, productors, historiadors o escriptors, clàssic de la literatura del blues, llibres o estudis fonamentals sobre el gènere, clàssic de la gravació del blues, àlbums, obres discogràfiques de llarga durada i clàssics de la gravació del blues, cançons, temes musicals individuals. Avui repassarem aquesta darrera categoria, la de les gravacions clàssiques del blues.
When I get what I want, well, I don't come sneaking back.
Encara que ara es considera un clàssic fonamental del piano boogie-boogie, Honky Tonk Train Blues no va tenir molt d'impacte quan es va llançar per primera vegada el 1930, 2 anys i mig després que Mide Lux Lewis ho gravés a Chicago al voltant del desembre del 1927. Paramount Records li va assignar a Lewis només una cara del senzill, combinant el seu instrumental amb el d'un altre pianista, Charles Avery. Aquest és l'instrumental de Charles Avery, Dearborn Saint Breakdown.
Thank you.
Mentrestant, Pinetop Smith havia interromput amb el seu propi Boogie Boogie el 1929, elevant-lo al cim del gènere. L'enèrgica interpretació de Lewis, que evoca un tren a tota velocitat sobre 88 tecles, va inspirar el llegendari productor John Hammond a buscar-lo més tard per regravar la melodia i, finalment, llançar una febre pel Boogie Boogie, encapçalada per Lewis, Albert Ammons i Peter Johnson. Una versió curiosa de Honky Tonk Train Blues és l'orquestrada que van gravar Emerson, Lake and Palmer i la van incloure en el seu disc Works Volume 2 de l'any 1977. El clàssic Vicksburg Blues de Little Brother Montgomery, la primera de les seves moltes versions, derivava d'un himne per a piano conegut com The 44s, interpretat per diversos músics del sud profund. Una de les versions és aquesta de Roswell Six. Montgomery, una figura destacada d'aquest grup del sud profund, no va arribar a l'estudi de gravació Paramount a Grafton, a Wisconsin, fins al desembre de 1930, quan Roswell Six i Lee Green ja havien gravat 44 Blues el 1929. Així, Montgomery va aplicar les seves vibrants melodies de piano i la seva veu tremolosa a la mateixa cançó amb una nova lletra que immortalitzava la ciutat riberenca del Mississippi, una de les seves bases freqüents.
When I went down my back, wasn't I turned up clean? Now when I went down my back, wasn't I turned up clean? I looking for my sweet baby, but she had moved away. Some say she moved right on Walnut, and some say she moved out on Vine. Some say she moved right on Walnut, and some say she moved out on Vine. Now wherever she wills, partner, she's resting on my mind. Wherever she wills, partner, she's resting on my mind. Now just as soon as I train, baby, honey, make up in the yard. Now just as soon as I train, mama, baby, make up in the yard. Now I'm Vicksburg bound, that's if the bulls don't have me, boy.
Un altre dels temes que ha ingressat al Blues Hall of Fame aquest any és Feeling Good, de Little Junior Parker. El tema va ser una reinvenció electritzant i esquinçadora de Boogie Chillen, de John Lee Hooker.
Down Hastings Street, I heard everybody talking about the Henry Swain Club. I said I'd drop in there that night, and when I got there, I said, yes, people, yes, they were really having a ball. Yes, I know. Boogie Chillen. Thank you. night I was laying down, I heard Mom and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama to let that boy boogie woogie, 'cause it's in him and it got to come out. Well, I felt so good, and I went on boogie woogie just the same. Yeah.
Gravada en l'estudi de gravació de Sam Phillips a Memphis el 18 de juny de 1953 i publicada pel segell Sun, aquesta peça explosiva va destacar per la potent veu de Junior Parker i la impressionant destresa amb la guitarra del jove Floyd Murphy, de 18 anys, que havia reemplaçat el seu germà Matt Kitchar Murphy en el Blues Flames. Murphy va afirmar haver après el riff d'un guitarrista de la regió muntanyenca del nord del Mississippi. Feeling Good va servir de model pels boogies de guitarra rockers en l'obra de Magic Sam i altres.
You know, the other day I was walking down the street, I met a friend of mine, and we decided we'd stop and get a little something to eat. When I got to him, I said, "Say, man, look here." He said, "Yeah, Junior, what's happening?" I told him, "Well, I feel so good. We're gonna boogie till the break of day." I said, "Look here." He said, "What is it?" "Well, the old folks boogie and the children too. Don't nobody boogie like me and you. We're gonna boogie, we're gonna boogie till the break of day." Now you know, last night I was laying down, I heard Mama and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama, and then I heard Mama got up and she told Papa. Well, Mama told Papa about something she heard. I said, "Look here, Mama, don't believe a word. We're gonna boogie, we're gonna boogie till the break of day." Oh, now let's boogie, get it. Me and my friend went on down the street a little further. And when I got down, I told him, I said, "Look here." He said, "What?" I said, "I got one more thing to tell you." He said, "What is happening? What's happening?" "Well, I feel so good. We're gonna boogie till the break of day." I said, "Look here, let me tell you this before I go." He said, "Wait, where you going?" I said, "I got to go." He said, "What's happening?" "We got an old-time boogie and a new one too. Don't nobody boogie like the Blue Flames do. We're gonna boogie, we're gonna boogie till the break of day. You wanna boogie? You wanna boogie?
A l'època de Bill Bronzi era rar que un artista negre s'expressés amb tanta franquesa sobre temes com la discriminació laboral i les lleis de Jim Crow com ho va fer el gran Black, Brown and White. La seva temàtica d'injustícia racial, interpretada només amb la seva guitarra, va ser tan controvertida en la dècada de 1950 que cap companyia estadounidenca va llançar cap de les seves versions fins després de la seva mort, en el 1958. La seva gravació del 20 de setembre de 1951 per al segell Vogue a París, va ser la primera a revelar públicament la tornada «Si fossis blanc, estaries bé. Si fossis bru, queda't. Però com ets negre, oh, germà, torna, torna, torna». El novembre va gravar la cançó a Chicago per a Mercury, però la companyia la va retenir fins que es va publicar en el seu LP Big Bill Bronson Memorial el 1963 i fins i tot llavors sota el títol Get Back.
This little song that I'm singing about, people you all know is true. If you black and got a word for a living now, this is what they will say to you. They says if you's white, she's all right. If you's brown, stick around. But if you's black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. I was in a place one night. They was all having fun. They was all buying beer and wine, but they would not sell me none. They said, if you's white, you's all right. If you's brown, you can stick around. But as you's black, mm-mm, brother, get back, get back, get back. I went to an employment office. I got a number and I got in line. They called everybody's number, but they never did call mine. They said, if you's white, you's all right. But if you's brown, you can stick around. But as you's black, mm-mm, brother, get back, get back, get back. Me and a man was working side by side. Now this is what it meant. They was paying him $1 an hour, and they was paying me 50 cents. To say, if you was white, you'd be all right. If you was brown, you could stick around. But as you black, oh, brother, get back, get back, get back. I opened 3 victories with my plow and hoe. Now I want you to tell me, brother, what you gonna do about the old Jim Crow. Now, if you's white, you's all right. If you's brown, stick around. But if you're black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back.
Una versió de 1956 gravada per Fall Ways es va publicar el 1960. L'havia gravat per al folclorista Alan Lomax el 1947 durant la històrica sessió del Blues in the Mississippi Night, en la qual la seva identitat es va ocultar com Natchez. Però la cançó va romandre inèdita fins que Rando Records la va editar en CD en el 2003.
This little song that I'm singing about, people you know is true. If you black and gotta work for a living now, this is what they would say to you. This is, if you was white, you'd be all right. If you was brown, stick around. But as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. I was in a place one night, they was all having fun. They was all buying beer and wine, but they would not sell me none. They said, if you was white, you'd be all right. If you was brown, you'd stick around. But as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. They went to employment office, the number that I got in line. They called everybody's number, but they never did call mine. They said, if you was white, you'd be all right. If you was brown, you'd take the round, but as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. Me and a man is working side by side. This is what it meant. They was paying him a dollar an hour, and they was paying me 50 cents. They said if you was white, you'd be all right. If you was brown, stick around. But as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. I hope built this country, and I fought for it too. Now guess that you can see what a black man have to do. He says if you was white, she's all right. If you was brown, stick around. But as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. I hope win sweet victory with my little plying hoe. Now I want you to tell me, brother, what you're gonna do about the old Jim Crow. Now if you's white, she's all right. If you's brown, stick around. But if you's black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back.
Milions d'oients van escoltar Wentleaf Briggs quan Led Zeppelin la va gravar el 1971, la qual cosa va inspirar alguns a buscar la versió original gravada per a Columbia i disponible en aquest moment en un àlbum de reedició de Memphis Mine en el segell Blues Classics. Escoltem primer la versió de Led Zeppelin.
We'll be right back.
cantant en la gravació original era en realitat Joe McCoy, també conegut com a Kansas Joe, qui va acompanyar a Memphis Minnie en l'esplèndid diàleg de dues guitarres del disc. La sessió del 18 de juny de 1929 a la ciutat de Nova York va ser la primera per a la parella, que es casaria el 1930. La cançó es va inspirar en la devastadora inundació del riu Mississippi del 1927, quan el dic prop de Walls, a Mississippi, la ciutat natal de Memphis Minnie, es va trencar.
If it keeps on raining, love is going to break. And the water gonna come, I have no place to stay. Well, all last night I sat on the labyrinth moon. Well, all last night I sat on the labyrinth moon. Thinking about my baby and my happy home. If it keeps on raining, love is going to break. If it keeps on raining, love is going to break. And all these people have no place to stay. Now look here, mama, what am I to do? Now look here, mama, what am I to do? I ain't got nobody to tell my troubles to. I worked on the ladder, mama, both night and day. I works on 11, mama both night and day. I ain't got nobody to keep the water away.
No obstant això, per al 1929 ja no era tan rellevant i Columbia va optar per promocionar la cara B, That Will Be Alright, en la seva publicitat.
Mama, that'll be all right. Go and buy me a dog.
gypsy woman told my mother before I was born. Got a boy child's coming. Wanna be a son of a gun.
I per avui res més. Tornem la propera setmana amb més Blues Paradictes. En l'apartat Obres discogràfiques de llarga durada, la recopilació de Howlin' Wolf, The Cheesebox, de l'any 1991, ha estat induïda al Blues Hall of Fame. Encara que la inculparable música de Howlin' Wolf ha estat documentada en desenes de recopilacions, el paquet de 5 LPs o 3 CDs de The Cheesebox continua destacant. La caixa, de 12 polzades, reuneix 71 cançons i 4 segments d'entrevistes. Les cançons inclouen moltes joies clàssiques gravades a Memphis i Chicago, començant amb les seves primeres gravacions per a Cheese, Morning at Midnight i How Many More Years, juntament amb temes inèdits, dos d'ells amb Wolf a la guitarra acústica. Un d'aquests temes inèdits és aquest Ain't Going Down That Dirt Road. Una abraçada a totes i tots de qui us parla, Jordi López. Tornem la propera setmana més Blues Paradictes. Gràcies per ser-hi, gràcies per escoltar-nos. Bona setmana i gaudiu de la vida, de la música i, sobretot, del blues.
If I don't care you, baby, I'm gonna care me somebody else. Well, darling, you don't know the day I've been. A long, old, lonesome day. You know the day I've been long, old, lonesome day. That's why I can't go down the dirt road by myself. And if I don't care you, baby, I'm gonna care me somebody else. Shake my hand if you never see me no more. Baby, shake my hand if you never see me no more. Tell me what I asked you, darling. wanna go with me. Going down dirt road by myself. And if I don't care you, babe, I'm gonna care me somebody else. Well done, this year the end for me. Fare you well, babe, this is the end for me. I ain't going down this old dirt road by myself. See, I got to kill somebody. I ain't going down